When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Throughout my time, I've been here having fun, making sure I'm coming to this building, having a smile on my face when everybody sees me, making sure I say hello and dap them up and let them know how much I love being here. I think it is infectious. I think it's something that can spread throughout the team. But at the same time, when I'm not smiling, it's because something's not right, and guys understand that too, so they can lock in. And again, it just takes quote-unquote reps, right, of being in this building and making sure we're going through and doing the little things the right way. And when things are up to par, you know, I understand that, and guys on the team can tell that too based on my face.
What's that? Sounds like an MVP to me. Doesn't it? I feel like that voice sounds like a most valuable player type of guy.
I didn't hear a word he said. All I heard were three letters. MVP.
It is funny that Evan's playing money, entering back with the Josh Allen clip.
He is money.
He is money. And he has been. And the Bills have been as well. Heading into their first matchup against the New England Patriots.
Division champions.
Where they are the division champions before even looking at the New England Patriots this year.
Upset alert this week, by the way.
For who?
No, I'm kidding. 100% kidding. Drake May with his cargo pockets filled to the brim. Are we serious?
Hey, man, don't diss on cargo pants.
No, do you remember that Sports Talk Saturday through the summer after the draft? And there was a video of him circulating, walking around, and he had his pockets like loaded.
Yep.
And they were like sticking straight out.
Yes.
I'm like, dude.
No.
Utilize the other pockets on your pants. You're only using the top two.
Yeah. Come on, man. You got cargo pants? Use those cargo pockets.
Yeah. Like those guys who only wear cargo shorts. You know who I'm talking about?
Yep.
Like, yeah, even, you know, in winter.
You're right. There's an upset alert for this weekend. It's the Browns against the Bengals. Because the Bengals can't stop a nosebleed.
Browns are on their third quarterback, too. So, yeah. Famous Jameis is no more.
All right. Everyone's been on hold patiently throughout the day if they haven't been getting through. So we're going to finish this up here. We're going to get connected with our fans one more time. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We go to Tony in Buffalo. Tony, how you doing? Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, I'm doing good. I think you guys are being a lot pessimistic. I think they stopped the losing streak tonight, and they're going to – I get most of my hockey from listening to you guys, and I think they're going to come back and make the playoffs.
Tony?
I feel bad listening to you guys because you sound so discouraged.
I am discouraged. I will fully admit that. Tony, with a win tonight, they are still in last place in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, they're going to be in last before puck drop, most likely.
They might be last in the league before puck drop.
Mm-hmm.
But again, with a win tonight, snapping a 12-game losing streak, that would put them at 28 points.
Yeah, there's quite a mountain to climb.
28 points puts you at last place in the Eastern Conference.
What's the next closest? The Canadiens?
At 29. And they would have two games in hand on you.
I love how the Canadiens are the worst team in hockey, you know, blah, blah, blah. But then the Sabres are about to take
the Sabres are saying, hold my beer.
Mm-hmm.
On an almost constant
hold the brewski, Montreal. We're going down.
Oh, and by the way, Montreal plays Detroit tonight. So the teams that are closest to you at the bottom of the conference, one of them is getting 2 points.
Bogus.
Like, that's fact. If it's a 3-point game, and like both teams end up at 31 and you're sitting there at 28... it's laughable, because then you're still two games out of getting out of the basement.
Oh, it's already laughable. I mean, just the fact that you are about to—you are going to be last place.
A Canadiens win in overtime against Detroit today, even with Buffalo winning, would put you 3 points still solely in the cellar in the Eastern Conference.
Garbage.
I will say I am proud of one thing, though. Those fraudsters in the New York Islanders are being shown that they're frauds now, too.
Yeah.
7 overtime losses already this year.
Yeah, that'll do it. 7 overtime losses. Jeez.
Yeah. But they can't hit the broadside of a barn when it comes to scoring. 86 goals. That's last in the East. But you know who they've beaten twice this year?
The Sabres.
Oh,
I remember the first time.
I'm starting to get Titans-level hatred for the Islanders.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like irrelevant to me. They're supposed to be irrelevant to me.
Supposed to be.
And no.
They won't be.
At this point, it's getting personal. Between me and the New York Islanders. We'll deal with that later, though. John in Rochester, thank you for waiting patiently. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, guys. Hey, Joe. I hear you put off your Christmas shopping.
Nope, that's me. That was Derek.
Oh, that was Derek.
Yeah, Joe.
Oh,
wow. Believe me, I was ahead of the game this year. Normally, I am a little later, but I got it done.
I'm the lazy jackass.
All right. When I was 16 years old in 1967, I put my Christmas shopping off until Christmas Eve late afternoon, and they had to basically throw me out of the store. I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that.
You know what, John? That sounds like, to me, that sounds like a challenge. Put your Christmas shopping off to the point where, like, you hear from the overhead, ding, ding, ding.
There's 10 minutes left before we close our doors.
That's
for
when you hide
the
in like, the TV section. Like, you pull a TV out, you crawl in,
what
and you
I,
pull
J.
the TV
J. Watt
back
in. The Dick's commercial?
Yeah. Exactly. You're gonna hit all the Christmas movie references.
What am I, J.J. Watt in the Dick's Sporting Goods commercial?
Thank you.
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Clip that.
Don't clip that. Yeah, no. The Christmas thing, I know this is my fault, and it stinks. But you know what? If I ever get... Like, you know what that is? That looks like a... It's an episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine where Jake Peralta is last-minute Christmas shopping, and he has a diehard situation there.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
That would be me. I'd be the one that gets stuck in a Christmas store because I waited till the last minute.
Yeah, it's like Mall Cop.
My fault.
You're stuck there.
My fault. Oh, my God. Paul Bart, Mall Cop.
Mm-hmm. Technically, it's on Black Friday and Thanksgiving, but he's still doing. Everyone's doing
still
their holiday
Christmas
shopping.
Themed,
yep.
Does that make... Because it's Black Friday, but it is Christmas themed.
Yeah, you're buying Christmas gifts. Like, that's the whole premise,
does
right?
That make Paul Blart Mall Cop a Christmas movie?
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Maybe? We're asking the hard-hitting questions here today.
Let's see if anything... I'll...
Good luck. I love that you're going to put this on your shoulders, and I'm not. I'm the one that said it.
Oh, my God. The number one search result is Paul Blart Mall Cop a Christmas movie.
What's the
internet technically
say?
Takes place before Christmas on Black Friday, to be exact, but it sure ticks several Christmas E boxes.
Thank
it's
you.
A parody of the holiday classic Die Hard and set in a mall on the busiest shopping day of the season, getting ready for holiday.
Wait, say that sentence again.
It's a parody of the holiday classic Die Hard.
Oh, what did that say? As I'm staring at my producer with daggers, the same way he stares at me when I'm late to the break. What did that say again, Joe? Say it one more time, just for the third. Just
it is a parody of the holiday classic Die Hard. There are lots of Christmas trees around the mall.
Yeah, there are.
Classic? Mm-hmm. That's debatable.
Get out. You can fight about it being a Christmas movie all you want. Do not say it's not a classic.
You know what's funny?
I just don't...
Careful. Be careful what you say next.
Paul Blart?
I'm just saying, when it comes to when I think about Christmas movies, it's kind of how I felt with the whole High School Musical thing.
Oh, we're back. We're so back.
I almost was about to play so that back. Open to start the show, but anyways.
Is there sports that happen in High School Musical?
Yes.
Then it's a sports movie.
If you think about...
Is there Christmas that happens in Die Hard?
Is
there a Christmas that happens in Die Hard?
Does it happen on Christmas Eve?
It needs to... There
Does
needs to
it
be...
have Christmas in it?
Does he say Merry Christmas at all?
Yeah, you filthy animals.
That's Home Alone.
Oh, that too. Well, that's an homage to it.
Oh, Yes, you're right. I forget.
Come on.
I just if I'm
a Christmas movie, nodding at a Christmas movie.
If I am thinking about a Christmas movie, that is not going to be that's nowhere near the list.
Oh, it's right up there with Iron Man 3 for me. He says Merry Christmas, take him to church.
Yeah.
And it takes place on Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys. Ugh.
Don't you guys me.
Funnily enough, you know what's...
I am going to you guys me.
You know what's awesome? My family, at least my dad's side, Paul Blart does kick off our holiday season every Thanksgiving. Like, not Thanksgiving, but the night before Thanksgiving.
But that makes
get together
sense.
And watch that movie and, like, make a bunch of food together and all that stuff.
That's
it's
brilliant.
It's really
though.
Funny.
That's brilliant.
But, like, does that take it out of a Christmas movie because we watch it around Thanksgiving, but no, it takes place at Christmas.
What did you say though? You said kick off our holidays.
It does. It's a parody of the classic. I'll say it again. Holiday classic Die Hard, and is set in a mall on the busiest shopping day of the year, gearing up for the Christmas shopping season.
Yeah, so I would say it counts.
Yeah,
in a loose definition, and that's what we're using for our Christmas movie criteria. Is it's a loose definition?
It says the mall is Christmas forward,
yes,
time, place. I'm like, okay,
there we go.
So there's, now we've gotten to the bottom of that.
There's a Yuletide theme.
We've gotten to the bottom of it. Paul Blart Mall Cop Christmas.
Paul Blart Mall Cop Christmas movie confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
Here on
Sports Where were we
Talk
going?
Saturday.
Where were we going before this took us down the hole?
Well, I mean, the call from John.
Oh,
he had
yeah,
heard
yeah.
us on the opening band, mm-hmm. and that was my lackluster ability to get things done on time. So,
yeah. No, I listen. I'm trying to think.
So it was the last call with the Sabres too about like they're still in last place, no matter if they win tonight or not in the Eastern Conference. But that's pretty much it. So really, like, yeah, there is no angle to go but up. But the problem is are we convinced they're done going downward? That's the problem that we're having.
I'm not convinced.
And that's the unfortunate part,
mm-hmm.
is that a lot of people are not convinced that the Sabres are done going downward.
I'm here in Mayday, and I'm not seeing a shoot.
Yes.
Like, that's what's happening right
now.
That
is what's happening. And it's tough, because you want them to do nothing but succeed. And you want them to just be average this year, because average is getting it done. This year, the wild card is probably on pace for 82 points.
Yep, and guess what? The expectation for the team was nothing more than to break the drought. Make it in. If you lose, you lose. Make it to a playoff game.
Yeah.
Please, a series, please.
Anything. Anything.
Even if you lost every game, you made it. You made it.
And the most terrifying part about this losing streak, by the way, the next longest losing streak in the National Hockey League right now,
what, like,
is shared by four different teams. Five different teams. At three.
Yeah. You've got 10 years on the next three closest organizations.
But also
that is unreal.
But also you have 9 games on the next losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
You have 9 games on the next longest losing streak in the National Hockey League. Win a game right now. Stop the bleeding.
There's no tourniquet.
But they need to find a way. And Jason Zucker said it last night. You got to find a way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the NHL.
You'd think a 4-0 lead at home would be the way. It's hard to hang on to that, though.
Apparently.
It's hard to hang on to leads at home. Any, you know how they say a two-goal lead is the most dangerous league in hockey? Any lead for the Sabres is a dangerous lead in hockey.
And there it is.
Because they can't hang on, no matter what. If it's 3 goals, 4 goals, anything, can't do it.
And it's tough watching the team this year. It really is. Like me, I know I have to do it, and that's fine. But for anyone else out there right now, you don't have to. And that's the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It's finding out for yourself, is this worth my time? And that is the hardest thing going on right now with them. You have a fan base that more and more people are deciding they're not worth your time.
I don't know how tickets are being sold. I know there's faithful fans, right? And it's an experience for a family, right? Where Highmark Stadium might not be the best environment for young children.
It's not.
It's clearly not.
Call a spade a spade. It's not.
Yeah. KeyBank Center is how you introduce young Buffalo sports fans to the fan base, right? That might be the only way you're selling tickets. Yeah. Like that's how I was introduced to sporting events.
That is true.
Bison's games and Sabres games.
That's true. We'll kick it back onto the phones here. Rob in Connecticut, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday. Good afternoon.
Hello, Derek and Joe. It's always a pleasure. Silly, wacky Sports Talk Saturday, and you guys are wacky today. I love it. I love it. So I definitely have an answer for you guys for the Buffalo Sabres. You ready?
I am interested.
You ready for this?
Yes, sir.
The answer is bring back the Hanson brothers. We need the Hanson brothers to come to Buffalo. That's what we need. And, you know, one of the things I always wanted to say was when I listen to Buffalo Live, you know, Sabres Live, mm-hmm. when you know, Marty talks, he reminds me of the goalie from Slapshot.
A little bit.
Yeah, he's got the
cadence
the
to it.
Well, it's the, you know, the French-Canadian thing.
He's got the Quebecois to him, yeah.
His timbre is very similar.
You got to bring back the Hanson brothers, guys.
Rob, you know, I will say in response, it's not working for the New York Rangers with Matt Rempe. So,
no, it is sad though. I mean, that they're going through this, and it's a struggling season, and it's just difficult. It really is, and I feel bad every time I check the score. If I didn't get a chance to watch the game, I'm like, oh boy, mm-hmm. they lost again. I can only imagine what you guys are feeling, you know, up there in Buffalo. So anyways, I wanted to say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and be safe and enjoy the holidays.
You too, Rob. It's always good to hear from you. Thank
you.
You
too.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say about a team that
Listen, I'm all in on that idea at this point.
Is in a circle. No, it's not working for the Rangers. Ask the Rangers how Matt Rempe is doing.
Right, right.
He's cheeks. Awful.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible hockey player. Oh, but he hits people. Yeah, and then he gets ejected. And then you're skating 11. You're skating 11 with Matt Rempe anyway. Because you're not putting him on the ice. Hey, remember who was the guy? Oh, yeah, wasn't it Dalton Smith? The guy that Ralph Kruger signed to like have this little vengeance feeling against Tampa.
Oh, yeah.
And then he played for like a minute mm-hmm. and got kicked out.
Yeah.
Like.
Listen, I.
Yeah, we definitely don't need that.
No.
I'll tell you that.
The anti-Ted Lasso Ralph Kruger, the soccer coach coming to a different team.
I was talking about the Dalton Smith. Yeah. That's a.
It's still just terrible. All of it's terrible.
All of it's terrible. All of it's terrible. Merry Christmas, you filthy animals. All right. It's time to shift gears. Because I think I've had enough. I've been here for you all today in the holiday spirit.
The spirit of giving.
Spirit of giving my ear to hear everyone's problems. And that's perfectly fine. It's one of the more enjoyable aspects of the job mm-hmm. is to help people commiserate together.
Yes.
That said, I'm going to admittedly be selfish for the next segment. I've wanted to talk about the college football playoff all day today. It's starting up again. It started last night, not to a great start, but still. And I want to get to it. And we should get to it. We should talk about the college football playoff coming up next year. Derek Kramer, Joe Calley, you're listening to WGR.